What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, and welcome to the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Here I am. I'm Nikki Glaser. Day three of canker sores taking over my mouth. They are on the mend. I'm feeling better. Thank you for your support and love.
Yesterday you texted me that they were at 40%. How are you doing today? What percent?
We went down another 10%. So... And you know what? I said 40% yesterday. We went back up a little bit. I would want to say 60%, but now we're down to 30% of what they were the day before. That Dabacterol, damn. I'm still having PTSD from like the pain of that stuff when you put it on. Oh, boy. It was just tears down my face. Like, I just can't even believe how stingy it was. But... yeah, I feel better. I feel a lot better. Today is a new day. I'm going on tour again this weekend. Where are we at? Charleston on Saturday. Somewhere else on Friday. Damn it. It's somewhere else. Oh, Raleigh on Friday. I love Raleigh so much. It was one of those towns I was like, oh, I could live here if I had a different life. And now I realize I can live fucking anywhere. Really, I can. It's so nice to just... be able to, but the problem with that is now that I can go anywhere, I'm like, where should I go? Like, I've got friends scattered everywhere. I think maybe I just have my friends come here, but it's just so, I don't know. I'm starting to explore the idea that like marriage and kids just, I just fear all of my friends getting pregnant because it's just like, bye bye. And I know that's like the oldest story in the book. Like, we all know that like life changes. But it really, Kirsten and I were talking about this morning. She feels like she sometimes misses out on social events because, you know, it's like a child's birthday party, and it's all families there. And it's like, you bring your kids to play with other kids. And if you don't have kids, you don't really go to those things. And she's like, I feel like my life is less social because I don't have kids. And I'm like, but I feel like a lot of parents would say, I've heard a lot of parents complain like, oh, I've got to hang out with these people because my kids like the kids, you know, and that it's not always like better social activities. And that, and also think of all the things you lose out on by having kids and not going to be able to go to places because you have kids. But also Kirsten and her husband aren't like big boozers. And I think that that's like, it's one or the other. It's like you have kids and you like focus on your kids and you have kid party things, or it's like adult parties where you throw your key in a bowl and you get wasted and you fuck everyone. It's like, why can't there be in between where people just like, I don't know, just don't drink and hang out. Like, what do you do socially, Noah, you and Avi? Like, you're in a new town, you have new friends. Like, what do you do on what do you do at night? Like, when you guys are done working for the day, let's talk about weeknights, let's talk about weekends. I think we just project a lot of socialization onto our friends and think we're all, like, so boring. But we're all just fucking sitting around watching Squid Game.
Well, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking about the friends that I made here in Tucson. And all of them are older. And all of them have kids who are, like, in their 20s. And the kids are in other states. So they're at... So we... 2 weeks ago, we went camping together. We
How
get
did
together.
You meet
we
these
have
friends, by the way. How do you meet new friends in a new city?
Okay, these friends I just met in a parking lot.
That's right. I remember the parking lot friends. That you like? Someone had a jujitsu shirt on.
One of the guys had a Krav Maga shirt, and Avi and I just started talking to him, and he was with his Krav Maga instructor who was visiting him. Long story short, he invited us over for pizza later that day, and the other couples that we're friends with were there, and we just hit it off.
Great. This is shirts bringing people together. It really is about that. That's the way to like advertise what you're into to find people with interests like yours.
It's an icebreaker.
It really is the key. No one ever says anything about my Taylor Swift shirts when I'm out in public. They must think I'm like wearing my daughter's shirt or something. All I'm trying to do is attract Swifties. All I'm trying to do. I would love to find a St. Louis friend who wants to just talk about Taylor Swift and talk about speculation. Just like speculate about her life, talk about her life in ways that we have no business doing because she's a famous person. Like last night, I kind of got some of my friends here who are following me around with cameras. I kind of got them into some like, you know, online, there's a whole, I can't even go into it. There's a whole, the Swifties are split into different camps. And I can't get into it because I don't want to ostracize myself from the Swifties because I find that I'm part of both camps and you can't really be in both camps. And neither are against Taylor. But there's a very controversial theory out there regarding Taylor that I'm not even going to get into because it's none of my business, but God, do I want it to be a thing. And it's, you know, it's just us speculating about her personal life and also reading into her lyrics and being like, oh, and these people are such sleuths. I love sleuths. And like these people, I went on a real dark hole yesterday of sleuthing about, and again, I don't even want to bring attention to it because it's like none of my business and I don't want other people to like, I just, when I go on this De Moi Reddit group discussion, and I've talked about it before, these are people that are very obsessed with celebrities and have strong opinions. And the Reddit thread is always like, who do you hate the most? Who's someone that De Moi has made you hate? And it's, you know, De Moi, if you don't know, it's all just hearsay about celebrities, like people being like, I saw Nikki Glaser. I mean, they've only mentioned me once or twice, but and it's been, you know,
and it's
not
it's regular
the nicest thing, but
it's regular people contributing, right?
Yes, but publicists, because they know that De Moi is so huge, publicists will pose as regular people, or celebrities will get their friends to write in as regular people to be like, I could get someone to write in and go like, I saw Nikki Glaser at Starbucks, and she was so nice to everyone and gave everyone a $100 tip. Like, I could do something and have someone go, hey, will you write in and like say what an angel I was? That's so I read everything with a little bit of like a publicist is writing this. But then there's some, all the dirt though, you think, oh, that must be true. But all the, there's a lot of positive stories, a lot of negative stories, but they're just so, just the people, I can't read these subreddits because these people who are obsessed with these celebrities have such strong opinions about them. They don't know them. And, I went through this one like wormhole yesterday that came from me going through this subreddit about, Jamila, what's her name? Jamila Jamil. I always feel like that isn't it because it just is such a cool name. Yeah. Jamila Jamil, who I did her podcast and I freaking loved her. And I think she's the real deal. I don't think any of this one girl tried to like expose her as like a liar and like she has Munchausen's disease and she just like claims to be sick all the time or whatever. And it's like, first of all, her sleuthing was interesting to see the how much she consumed of Jamila, who's someone she's trying to take down. She had to listen to all these podcasts and like Google all these things and read all the stuff. And it's kind of like the Hilaria Baldwin takedown, where it's just, it took one person to go, hey, I've noticed some inconsistencies within this and this, and let me bring light to this. And I went, but I read this whole thing about they claim that Jamila is like a liar and has claimed all these things. And Jamila responded and then says, and wrote this girl, DM'd this girl being like, here's the facts. And then the girl who was the one that did this whole Instagram story about why Jamila's a liar with all of this, like, here's this evidence. And then Jamila's trying to DM her to like explain stuff. And the girl goes, oh my God, you guys, she's still DMing me. It's been 7 hours and I'm not even responding anymore. She's crazy. It's like, will you show us what she wrote to you? How about that? Can we get her side of it? I don't know. I just feel like they can't win. And then it's so funny because on De Moi, this thing, they go, oh, you know, whose opinion has De Moi changed about you? Like for you? And someone will go, Anna Kendrick. I used to like her. Now I don't. And someone goes, oh no, I love her. Now I'll hate her. And it's like, Why? What? Just because one person who might have read something wrong hates her? Like, what are you basing this off of? Did you watch the new Britney doc?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God. It's actually really good. There's parts that I'm just like annoyed by. The two women that did the documentary, they're like journalists who have written about her in the past and are kind of obsessed with her. And the way they kind of like, every documentary has to have a way of framing and setting it up and filling time kind of and delivering information instead of just making you read captions or like, you know, putting up black screens and having like font fade in and out. So these two women who already know what they're saying, they kind of act like they're like, now read the last page here. And it's like, no, you guys already know what, don't act like you're reading this being like, wait, you're telling me she was working 30 hours a day? And they said that she couldn't take, now read the next thing. And it's like, you guys highlighted the stuff before the scene took place. Don't act like it's like, just present it to us like, hey, we have some interesting stuff. Don't act like you're both like showing each other and just, I hate when I listen to a podcast and people are, two hosts have been like, they're delivering some podcast about, I don't know, aliens or some murder podcast. And they're like, and you know what he did next? And they're like, what? And I'm like, you know. Just say, guess what he did next. Oh, it's incredible. Listen to this. Like, just talk to us like you both know. Stop this, you know, fakeness. But the documentary is really good, Noah. I felt like I knew most of the Britney Spears saga and like what was going on. This obviously is from the lens of like pro Britney. But I mean, for this girl to lose her autonomy over her own life, yet still be put to work as much as she was working. Right after she got all of her rights taken from her to, you know, have more than $100 at a time, like just ridiculous things. Oh. I don't know if that's like the right amount, but just everything was given to her dad. And everyone in the documentary who had anything to say about her dad was like, nope, not worth it. Not going to go there. I don't want to say anything. And it's just like, whoa, what the fuck? We don't get any info on our dad. But what I did find was, like, right after the conservatorship went into place, she was on How I Met Your Mother acting. And it's like, the conservatorships are for people that are like Terry Schiavos, like, that have no ability, dementia, you know? And why is she on How I Met Your Mother learning lines and delivering them, and she's also can't go to an ATM for herself? That doesn't make sense. So yeah, I'm glad she's free now.
She has a song called I'm a Slave for You. I wonder.
Yeah.
Like,
whoa. Yeah. I wonder bet if that's about her dad that. Had her perform that for him every night. But yeah, I know I may be young, but I got feelings too. And I need to do what I feel like doing. So just let me go and just listen. All you people look at me like I'm a little girl. That music video was so sexy. I mean, her up against the wall. Just remember, her waist to hip ratio was spot on, and definitely contributed to some of my body dysmorphia. Not her fault. Not her fault. It's the media's fault. But also, we need the media. Oh, what are we going to do? Kirsten is on the show later today, back by popular demand and my demand, and Andrew's. I finished up Love on the Spectrum last night. Noah, have you gotten into it? It's okay if you haven't.
I'm going to have to binge it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what was your overall take from Love on the Spectrum after finishing it?
Thank you for asking. My overall take is that I need people with autism in my life, because they remind me of, they are just so, they don't have any ulterior motives. They're just so pure, and that I just, and they're so honest, and I love that just right away. Like, it just made me realize, like, I need to open my life up to more different kinds of people, or kind of, you know, people that I would maybe say have disabilities that have intimidated me before, because I'm like, I'm going to say the wrong thing, and I don't know. Like, I had a man with autism or some kind of mental struggle, difficulty, come to the show in Des Moines, and he was there with, like, his neurotypical sister or, you know, friend. And you could tell that there was something different about this guy, but he was just so, I just felt like for the first time, I don't know what my problem is. I've always felt like it's the same kind of anxiety I have around children, that I'm going to say the wrong thing, that I'm going to either talk down to them or treat them too similar, that people are like, Nikki, you can't talk to someone like that. You need to handle them nicer. Like, I can't strike a balance. I wonder if anyone relates to me with this, of, like, getting nervous around mentally disabled people, because I don't want to baby them, and I don't want to act like they're normal either, because that's, you know, in denial of what they go through. So, but I think Love on the Spectrum has taught me that I want to get in there. I want to talk to everyone. And this guy was so sweet, and he came up and he was just thanked me for the show. And I just felt like, I want to stop the line. Like, I just want to talk to this guy forever, because he was just so, he had so many fun, like, non sequitur things to share with me. So many celebrities he's friends with from Twitter. He was just dropping all these names. He wanted me to sign all these things. I just felt like I had so much more to talk to him about than anyone else, because there was no other, like, him being, he wasn't nervous. There was no me taking care of his feelings outside of what he was saying. It was just in the moment, let's do this. You like my show. You thought I'm a bat. He was just saying things like, you're one cool chick. And I'm like, you're one cool guy. Like, it was just like, I don't know. It was just mutual love. There was no, like, talking down. There was just, I was for the first time ever truly, like, felt in my element in talking to this guy and making him feel exactly what he was, which is special in the best kind of way, and not being like, I don't know. Do you ever get nervous around kids or, like, people with, like, no, developmental issues?
Sure, of course. I don't want to act dismissive or, you know, like, same concern as you.
Overly, I like, have, hi, how are you? Like, you don't want to do that either.
Right. Yeah. I don't even talk to kids like that. I think it's better to talk to kids like just regular people.
But people think that's weird, Noah. I mean, I have people look at me like, why are you asking that kid like what's up? Or like, do you come here often? I'm like, I don't know. Does he?
Well, I'm in your crew, so I think it is
better to talk to kids. But I was talking about this weekend before I bring Andrew in about like, what do you say to kids? What are some good lines? Because I was talking to Andrew's really good with kids. My friend Chris is really good with kids. And I'm like, what do you say to them? And they said, act like everything they do is like really fast or really strong. Like if they shake your hand, you'd be like, ow, my hand. Like, or you go, how old are you? And they say their age and you go, no, I thought you were 24. Like just pick a crazy, like always do something like bigger. Or like, whoa, I bet you can run really fast. I'm like, oh, those are some good tips. I need like tips to talk to kids. Like I'm a fucking kidnapper. I mean, the funniest story though was my dad was talking about how he was almost kidnapped as a child. And there was this guy that had a van that was going around the neighborhood in the 60s, you know, early, mid-60s. And this guy had a radio in his car, and he was listening to a baseball game, and he said to my dad, yeah, come here, little kid. My dad's, like, hanging in the door of the car, just like, what's up? And the guy's like, you know, I have a bunch of fun baseball stuff at home. Do you want to come in the car? I got, like, so many... You want to go play baseball? Like, if you like baseball, I've got... He was trying to lure him in with, like, promising him to meet baseball people or, like, some kind of baseball treat because all boys love baseball. My dad just goes, no, I don't really like baseball. And he left. And it's like, my dad not liking baseball what, like, saved is the reason I exist today. So I'm going to continue that streak and not really give a shit about sports. Let's get Andrew in here. Andrew!
Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and... I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to Quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Check.
What up, Andrew?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to start the show where there's still action going on.
What if I just sound like this the whole time?
I mean, whatever's comfortable for you, bro.
So, what's going on?
I mean, I don't mind it.
He's down on bended knee.
We always sit in the same way.
Yeah.
Might as well switch it up.
I mean,
you never see a news reporter like, so.
From behind.
A man escaped from the zoo. Or whatever. Man escaped from zoo. Panda still looking for him.
So not only is he facing backwards,
yeah.
The story has to be backwards,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, more at six, or should I say nine, upside down. It kind of feels fun
That's
to get
so
up,
funny.
Actually.
How are you? How'd you sleep?
I slept okay, to be honest. It was a tough sleep. Mm. You know, when someone writes, can we talk tomorrow?
Ooh, not a good sleep on sitting on a text like that.
I can't. My brain is not a good talk tomorrow brain.
Yeah.
It's like when you get a text, hey, call me right away, and then they don't answer.
Are you sitting down for this? Ugh. All these kind of like, yeah, talk tomorrow is always like, could mean we're breaking up. But sometimes it means I just don't want to talk right now. I can't. I have canker sores in my mouth or like what. It could just mean I don't feel good. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
But it could be, you might need, maybe you just need more handholding. Like, whenever I'm now in conflict with the person that I'm kind of dating, I always just ask them to say before, if they're mad at me and we're not ready to talk about it, to just say, we're not breaking up because of this. Just give me that. I need
that's
that.
That's what I did. I wrote last night. I was just like, okay, now I'm worried. And she goes, don't worry. It's not.
Yeah.
And then that made me still not be able to sleep. But
really?
I mean, I don't know. I was thinking the worst, and I was thinking, like, what could have happened differently the last couple of days with whatever, you know? And it's just, I don't know. It's just, like, stressful to try to, like, balance things. And I'm not really good at it. I'm very, like, as you know, I procrastinate. If I do anything, it tends to be last second. And so when you date someone, and that's your mentality with life, and it's just like, go with the flow, dude, and like whatever. A lot of people aren't like that, and it's hard to communicate like where I'm coming from, or so I don't know. It's just tough, you know.
So you think planning would have prevented this?
I don't. Not yesterday. No, that wasn't enough. But yeah. You know, just I don't. Communication maybe could have been better.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just like. I try. I just was sad.
You just try your best, and that's all you can do, and say, next time, here's what I'll do differently, and here's what I wish I would have done this last time.
And what was out of my control, and what was actually in my control.
Yeah, I mean, lots was out of your control. And, you know, sometimes someone is just upset, and they're and no amount of you apologizing is going to make them go, yeah, it's fine. Like, they're just going to be, they just need to be upset. And because I think I'm just projecting, but a lot of times I just want to be like, hey, I'm sorry about this. And then I want them to be like, yeah, it sucks, but it's okay. And they're just not going to give you that. They're just going to be like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're just like, will you forgive me? And we can move on and you can be
I know. Nice. Even if they have a right to still be upset, I'm just like, because for me, you know, you project what you would do. So like if someone was like, hey, can you not be upset? I was like, should I be okay. Yeah, I'm cool now. Like, yeah. Even maybe, but, you know, that could be bad, too, because then you store it somewhere, and maybe you're not fully cool, and then you're pretending to be cool, and then 3 months later, you go, hey, by the way, I was never cool with that, so now I want to blow everything up. So,
no, everyone needs different times to cool down, and I'm just someone who's like, okay, now, like, forgive me now, like, yeah, know that I'm today. Sorry, but I still don't understand why people can't accept sorries if it's, like, a real heartfelt sorry, and can't just be like, I forgive you, like, I'm just a little, like... Because I think our nervous system, I think when you go through something where you're mad at someone or feeling like belittled or attacked or alienated or whatever it is, you get so traumatized by it that just someone going, I'm sorry, and like even really meaning it, and you know they mean it, it's just not enough to calm down from what your nervous system just went through. And so you still need like, let's talk tomorrow.
Yes. And then, yeah. And look. I am. It is tough for me to be like, yeah, we'll give it a couple days, let it calm down. It's like, but why can't you calm down now? Because this is the time we're living in, and why can't we look at positives instead of negatives and like all this shit?
Yeah.
But whatever. So I didn't sleep that well. But, you know, I'm excited for this weekend. I'm getting to see my dad for the first time in months.
Oh, my God. Yes, in Charleston.
In Charleston. We're going to Kiowa. It's a golf trip.
He's coming to Charleston. Is he going to go to our shows?
I think he's going to go to Charleston show or Durham. I don't know. I got to call him.
Raleigh is he going to have his Airstream?
Yeah. Oh, not the Airstream, but the Sprinter van. I don't know if he's going to drive up or not. He
doesn't fly, though.
Yeah, he doesn't love flying.
So you don't know how he's getting there?
I'm going to talk to him today. Yeah. I need to call him back. It's been 2 days.
But he's coming to Charleston. Dr. Colin. Or like, but then you're staying on.
Yeah, we're going to Kiowa with my older brother.
What's Kiowa?
It's this like island golf course, like resort area, I guess. And my older brother's coming, my younger brother, who I don't see. And we're all having this golf trip, and we're going to do teams. And, you know, my dad was a big golfer, so it's like, you know how much I've been playing.
So excited to show off? Oh my God, I am, but I'm a different golfer.
But I've worked so hard that if I play shitty, because my older brother hasn't bought new clubs in like 8 years, and I feel like he's going to win, and it's going to be so demoralizing.
No, you're going to whoop their butts. But like the thing is, if you don't, do you have a plan for like how to feel? And like that,
yeah,
you're
I'll
not
going to
let it
define
you.
Yeah, I'll get into tennis after.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's funny with rivalry. You know, we all have it, sibling rivalry. And we're all pretty cool about like, we're competitive, but we're not like, fuck you competitive.
Right. Okay.
But, you know, I'm really just looking forward to just spending time with them. And we've been talking.
So
you know, this
fun.
Is what happens.
I wish I had a sport to share with my, I guess we do skiing, but.
Yeah. Like your dad gets older and you're like, okay, how many, you know, my dad was sick a few years ago, and mm-hmm. it's like, and we keep planning this trip, and you could put off a trip very easily.
Who planned this? Older brother?
My little brother.
Oh, wow.
Because he lives in Durham, and we were talking about it forever, and then it just kind of, you know, us being on tour, going through North Carolina, just kind of, or South Carolina at that point, but kind of just worked out to just schedule around that. And so, yeah, I mean, you could put this off and...
Are you guys sleeping together, or are you getting separate hotel rooms?
I think we're getting an Airbnb house.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, I'm going to...
Maybe talk about some serious stuff?
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe to get some stories from your dad's life that you never got. You know, like, just get one or two.
Yeah, the only thing I know is... he was in the newspaper for bowling, I think, a 235 or something, and yeah, he had a rooster or turkey, yeah. A lot of turkeys in high school, and he was in Colin Mans, whatever. So yeah. Like he had bowling, and then he played college baseball, and he shot like he was only batting average was like 95, and so it was like freshman baseball, and so he didn't play again, but he did make the freshman team.
I'm talking about stories.
Yeah, that's pretty much it though.
Like those are stories, but I want to hear like, you know, the worst trouble he ever got into. Maybe we walk in with some prompts so you
okay,
can like,
yeah.
hear like
that's what we'll do. How about the fans write in questions for
good
my
questions
dad?
Questions for you should actually do an IG like story thing, and then you should be like questions for my dad to get to know him better before he dies. Because, listen, we're all going to.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to pass down some of those stories to your kids?
I know. I mean, I just feel like I don't know.
I'm not
that
by that
much.
I mean the girls you date.
Come on. Can we stop doing that?
Yeah. I mean, I joke about Brenna being young, but, like, you know how I feel about it. And yes. We can joke all day. She is young, but I would recommend anyone in their mid to late 40s date her, and that she should be able to date anyone.
I'm not in my mid to late 40s, Nikki. I'm 41 years old. She's 25. She's turning 26 in 2 months. That's not that long. It's a driver's license away.
Yes. She is younger than you, but you wouldn't know it. She does have an old soul, and I give guys shit about that for saying they love their girlfriend because of an old soul. The problem is, I just don't want to hear that's the thing you love about her most.
Yes.
It's like she also has a body of a 25-year-old, which is also awesome too.
Yes, it's fantastic. Yes. I picked up her pant. I folded her laundry, and I swear to God, I thought it was a Barbie doll. Like, it's so tiny. I know. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, like, it's hilarious how
it's
little
so
girl
tiny.
Pants
She's
are.
So tiny.
I'm just folding them. It takes one little.
Oh,
they're folded. Oh
yeah, like her jeans, especially when there's a stretch in them, and she's already like just a petite girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you're folding her like leggings, you mean? Oh my God, they're probably.
It's just like her little like she has shorts like biker shorts.
Yes. Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh, does this come with a Ken car? Like it just felt like a little. My hands felt gigantic. I was like, argh!
Yes.
I mean, it's so funny folding.
Girls' clothes. The smallest amount of fabric at Lululemon to buy like a size. She's probably like a size zero at Lululemon, yeah. And it's like probably $60 for this little piece of fabric that women. But I guess it would be mean to charge more if you were bigger. That would be a big problem.
Yes, it would be huge.
Even though it's more fabric and it should cost more.
Does it not? No, they couldn't do that.
It literally does cost them more because fabric equals
yes.
more.
Yes.
And more like stitching. There's like more to do, but they don't charge more. And
I
they
guess
shouldn't.
The difference. Yes, it adds
Glad
up.
Glad they don't.
It adds up.
Everything adds up.
But it's not like the difference between like a compact car versus a four-door
Did you see
SUV.
That? Did I send
you know
that
what I mean?
Tesla video?
No.
Where this girl is, I don't know if she identifies as a woman, but she's like a woman that works in like a person who works in a auto shop. And she's on TikTok and she's like, listen, Elon Musk, good job on making an affordable, environmentally friendly car. But this car is a piece of shit, honestly. Yeah. The construction is worthless. And she just walks you around and all of the errors with the Tesla. She talked me out of buying a Tesla. I don't like, I hate when things don't match up. Like, it's really wide here, and then this space over here is really short. This, like,
yeah,
it looks poorly constructed.
It looks like a 4-year-old put together a Lego car
yes.
and just was like, no, this piece is fine here.
Yeah. Your child voice here. Is the same as your dad's voice.
No, my dad's. No,
you don't
Drew.
Like,
no, I go, Drew. That's my mom's voice. My mom is over here. My
That's
dad,
the same voice
no.
as the child you just did.
Yes.
My dude child.
No, but you said it was the same as my dad. My dad is here. My dad is, yo, Drew. Hey, Drew. Hey.
No, sometimes you go, I got
No, that's my mom. Mm. That's my mom.
Wait, do you do an impression in your act of your dad? Is there any joke that you have your dad? Which one?
When he's like, when he said, he goes, Bubblicious.
What does he say?
He wrote Bubblicious.
Oh, like
when
about
he's talking about my stepmom
no,
and the bubbles.
You just say he wrote Bubblicious. You don't say his voice.
Oh, yeah. I used to do, oh, yeah, when my dad, the single joke about sleeping in the, he goes, hey, Drew, you're single. You mind sleeping in the pantry?
Okay, that's a good point. Yeah,
next
your
to
dad
the canned
does
goods.
Sound like a
hey, next to
Sopranos
the canned
character.
Goods, you son of a bitch. I'll put a fucking 45 in your mouth.
Ugh. I love that famous face. Let's get Kirsten in here.
That's what my dad
Kirsten!
Said.
Kirsten! Yeah, his dad one time on FaceTime was like, oh, let me talk to Nikki. Let me see that famous face. And Andrew was mortified. I
no,
loved it.
No, it's how
it.
He said it, though. He goes, let me see that famous face.
Oh,
and he grabbed the phone. He goes, oh, there's the famous face.
That is the
face.
Cutest thing I could ever hear. I mean, I love it.
I love that our dads get excited over Nikki. Like, my dad's tone also changes.
Aww.
Well, he's just happy she's paying me money and he doesn't have to anymore.
No, they love me. Yeah, pick that up. That's good. Did you just paint your nails?
What, right when you screamed my name, I was like finishing the toe. I was like, hold on.
Why did you think it was? Hold on. Kirsten was painting her toenails. She's
Look
quietly,
how she's sitting right
slowly.
Now. I could never even sit like this. This is a.
She's doing like a frog squat. What is that called in yoga?
This is called.
The frog.
It's called
oh, no.
airing out your vagina
Look at, wait, wait,
on
just,
the floor.
It's looped there. It's looped on the headphones. No. Okay.
She's figuring out wires right now. Sorry, folks. It's a wire situation here.
All right, The Wire.
Welcome to The Wire, where a girl does a frog squat while trying to figure out crime.
Okay, pick up your... Wait.
Wouldn't it be funny, a yoga teacher is also fights crime? But they
Hi. Hi, Kirsten. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Hi. Everyone's Andrew. Happy to have you back, including me, Noah, and Andrew. Yay. And I'm assuming our listeners, even though, you know, they haven't heard this yet live, so. But...
No, they love her.
They love her.
What's not to love? She's a fantastic person. I mean, there's a few things that I could tell you.
Yeah, let's start listing them because I really cannot find a flaw.
Am I being roasted?
You're getting roasted, bitch.
Uh-oh. I love the smell of nail polish.
Yeah, I was just organizing. Mm-hmm. What's not to love? I was in your bathroom organizing your...
Is this mine?
Drawer. Yeah, and I was trying to throw...
Yeah, that's a good color. It's like...
It's a Tay Swift.
Oh, it's Taylor Swift color. Yeah, totally. It's so cute.
Anyways, I thought I'd slap it on real quick, and then you're like, Kirsten! And my pinky toe. Like, one more.
I know. Kirsten did an impression of me yesterday, and it hurt my feelings
oh,
so much.
Can we hear it? Please hear it. Let's do it.
Hold on. It was... let me just say, much like when I get roasted on the roast, I hope you choke on whatever... little piece of whisker you just inhale by mocking my tone.
I do inhale whiskers a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, my face falls apart into my mouth.
But Kirsten did an impression of me that was like a physical one. We'll have you do it in a second. And the fact that the people following me around with cameras, they were in the other room watching it. And then they came, we cut, and then they came in. And one of them remarked and said, oh my God, we were all just watching that like, oh my God, that's Nikki. We're watching Nikki. And I was I was secretly so hurt because it's like, it's the way that people, I don't mind an impression and everyone going like, it's funny. But when people are like, I mean, that's just you. And it's like a caricature. It's like when it's supposed to be this over the top impression. And they're like, I mean, that's just you. And it's like, well, guess what? Because I move like that and I'm fast and hasty, it's why you all fucking have a job right now. Because if I moved like a
commander,
a baleen whale that was breaching in the sea, no one would have a job. None of us would be here. The fact that I move like this is also why I'm single and everyone can make fun of me. And I'm also a bad person to be around sometimes. But it's also the reason we're all here.
Well, you move real jagged.
I know. I'm a jagged little pill.
No, you just go so fast. It's unbelievable. But, and it's in like a really cool and endearing way.
Oh,
like,
God.
Can we see this thing? Can we see the impression?
Yeah, do the impression.
I don't know how to do it right here.
Just
grab something.
Okay, here. Okay. Kirsten,
I gotta come
grab
in
the
again.
Llama or like.
Can I take this off?
Go get my makeup bag and you can take that off, yes. Okay, she's going to.
She moves.
But
real
make sure,
jagged.
Kirsten, you move like in front of. Keep it here so the camera can get you. You know what I'm saying?
Can we rewrite the song, Move Like Jagger?
She's got the moves like Nikki.
Or moves real jagged.
Got those moves real jagged. She's got those moves real jagged. She don't need no time to. I don't even know what I would say for myself. I don't know why I moved like that. We were watching old clips of myself that Kirsten's mom took.
Yeah,
from,
and you were moving jagged?
I move like Jagger. I've got those moves like Jagger. That's one of my least favorite songs, by the way.
Yeah, it feels like a commercial.
Yes.
A lot of, you know what I mean? Like they were like, oh yeah.
Like a rock. I never knew that song was not a commercial song. I didn't know that was, when I hear that, like, okay, here comes Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. Hey, we got to get to the airport. Yeah, just put some stuff together.
Kirsten, are you ready?
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Yeah, Nick.
Where's the microphone? Is Noah on?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, are you almost ready to podcast? Yeah, well, yeah. So I'm talking to Nikki right now.
Yeah, hey. I mean, like 10 seconds. I've seen like 5 minutes.
I know, but the podcast was supposed to start a little while ago.
Yeah. Are you?
I was going to be carrying like 10 of these and it would have
been 10 Zevias.
No, don't get out of care.
So, Nikki.
I don't know.
How's your day going?
I mean, it's like, it's fine. Like, I just like need like 2 minutes. Like, it's like, hold on. Where is my canker
what
sore
do you have
cream?
To do
I don't
do
know
today.
Where your canker sore cream is.
Kirsten,
yeah, what do you have to do?
Kirsten,
today?
Can you get Luigi's leash?
Yeah, okay. Got it.
Andrew!
What? I'm trying to fucking work on my golf swing.
I feel just like I'm being mean right now. But
it's okay. No, I can take it. I can take it.
But the thing is, you get so much stuff done.
Yeah.
I like this new set. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, she gets so much. She does get so much done.
You get so much stuff done in so little time, and you are efficient, and you just, you command the...
Okay, how am I supposed to move? Like, I just don't, I mean, I don't know how, sometimes I try to just move, like, this is the way Kirsten would put away brushes. Okay, let me do this here for the camera. Like, she would just go...
No.
And then she would put them each in the sleeve, like, individually like this, and like, slide them in, and then...
Okay, now you do you.
And then this is Kirsten zipping.
Can I actually do it and show you? No.
And I would just go.
Yeah, there we like go. That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Kirsten would go.
No. Give it to me.
It's just a different, style.
No, I move in a way that it's like I try to be really fast, but I also, if
you do it like vinyasa yoga, like flowing.
If I go too fast and too like out of control, then it makes me think, oh my God. Like if I just go here, this is the same speed.
Okay.
Yeah, you're pretty much getting exactly the same done.
No, 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 no. You aren't. Okay, well, that was pretty efficient. But
was that pretty? Was that slow?
Even Anya, when she's on her phone, this is my impression of like Anya on her phone versus me. So this is me on my phone. I'm just going to give for the audio listeners, you can watch this on YouTube, but I'll do clicks for this. So I'll go like, I'll just swipe up and then boom, 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 boom. Like I'm just like, I use both my thumbs. Active. Anya will go with her finger, like gently, like swipe, swipe, swipe.
Gentle. Oh,
pressing
wow.
Each button, oh. Like there's a press. I just go tap. Anya will like press and then press.
How do you type on a keyboard? What are you like on a laptop?
Oh, wait, you want to watch something? Watch me blindly type on my text, okay? Tell me what to text. I'm going to stare at you. I'm going to look this way.
Headed to Starbucks.
Can I just put in a mobile order? Starbucks, can I look at the first letter?
Yeah. Okay. Headed to Starbucks. I'm putting a mobile order in. What do you want?
That's such a real text you would get. Andrew knew right away.
I mean, your thumbs are your right thumb is something else.
Headed to Starbucks. I'm putting a mobile order in. What do you want? Boom. Woo. No looking. That's pretty good.
That's very good.
So don't tell me I can't text and drive. I'm just kidding. I don't text and drive,
I
Dad.
Like your movements, Nikki. I think it makes you unique and awesome.
Oh, you know what? No, I am who I am. I can't fight it. You know what? It's like Love on the Spectrum. I can't help who I am. I'm that girl on Love on the Spectrum who talks like this.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. I'm just having a good day.
She's just like,
but do you find that you might either A, forget something because you're moving so fast at the last second, or you have to do something twice because you don't do it right the first time because you're going too fast?
The times that I do forget things and the times that I do overlook things is I get more done than the average person. There are times where things slip my mind, but I think that those times I either make do without the thing I forgot. Or I just go back and get it. And I don't, in the end, I'm saving time by moving fast. And it's not because I'm in a rush. It's because that's just like how I like to move. And when I watch people like tapping and putting in orders, like,
yeah.
I just, and listen, if someone like me who classically is a very fast person and is always like, you know, there was a question on that 16 personalities test that we were talking about. That was like, do you frequently get impatient with people? Andrew was asking me the question, and I just go, yes, before he even finished the question. So if someone like that can meditate and sit for 20 minutes still and meditate, you can too. So like, I can slow down. I don't like yoga. I don't like slow exercises. I like being fast, but I can slow down.
I feel like it's all the way one way or all the way the other way.
Yeah. Mm.
But I'm with you too. I do the same kind of shit. Like I'm very, you know, I've left my suitcase. I ran away in a taxi. I came to New York to visit family. I just ran away from my own suitcase and lost my suitcase. Like, it's ADD, probably similar to stuff like that. But like I do plenty of things. Lately, I've been able to slow down. I think Zoloft helps a lot for that.
Yeah. Is there anything, though, that like this is one of the things of my personality that I wish I could just I'm glad. Honestly, now I'm fine with it. And I know that I get that people benefit from me and I benefit from me moving the way I am. And I'm not doing it to be a bad person. I'm just am the way I am. I can't help it. But is there anything like it used to be like the thing I was most ashamed of like, why can't I just be graceful? You know, like no one's ever described me as graceful except one person. And I like will never forget. It just was like I laughed at their face because I was like, that is so funny. No, that's the last thing ever to be described.
You could act great. You're a good enough actor impersonator where But it would feel like you're acting as someone that's being graceful.
Like you were really graceful on F Boy when you were hosting. Like you would stand up and like, here I
felt
I am.
Naturally like, because I was like the commander of that show. So I felt like I need to show poise and, mm-hmm. you know, directness.
So it's in you. It's just not your natural state.
Right. And so I don't feel as comfortable doing it. In F Boy, it was comfortable because it was what I needed to do for that moment. So, like, what I need to do for a moment feels natural, but, or for the role. However, is there anything that you guys can think of that, like, about your own selves that you're like, God, if I could change this thing about myself? I feel like my whole life has been like, I wish I could just not be this way and that way. And that, and I'm just wondering, is it just me?
No, everyone has that. And even the people that you perceive...
And not physical things.
That you perceive as graceful had to work on being graceful.
Well, Audrey Hepburn, I was looking at on Reddit, and they were just showing like pictures of her, like her last photo. I follow
yeah.
this...
and is she like...
I follow like this... Yeah, subreddit this is how called she died. Last Images, and it's like the last picture of people before they die. And even that, she was just like... like her cheekbones were just... sucked in, and she was so, and her hair's pulled back like a ballerina. She just looked graceful, and I'm just like, God, even when she was just rickety and old, she still looked like graceful. And there's something about not being graceful that's not like you're not a woman, and that's why I feel
yeah, but I love when women don't. I there's something
Brenda's
about
graceful, what,
but there's like a bouginess to graceful that I don't really find attractive. Like, I kind of like a girl that you feel like would roll around in the mud and. like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, isn't too, like, oh.
Is there anything about your personality?
Pompous.
Yeah.
What about the fact that you lean on your mask first off, when you're on a show?
Oh, my gosh. It's on. Oh,
it's okay.
It's worse that it's the mask I found in your drawer to throw away, and I pulled out the trash to delete. Example of what you, I was like, I need a mask. You
I think that's the one I gave you to use as a poop bag yesterday for Lou.
This was in the drawer, and I found it. Anyways. I would say that, like, I have to be a certain way for work to look. Like, if people see me, like, I'm training all day. If they see me coming in, like greeting my next client, like, hey, hold on. Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Fuck, where's me? Okay, okay, next thing we're going to do, get my iPad. Okay, go, I got this. But, like, you're behind the scenes. You can do that, and no one is going to judge you. But I need to appear, like, even though when I'm busy.
But you're not that way naturally. I don't feel.
But, no, when I'm, like, when I have, like, 1 minute to run and go pee and go get a snack and run back and grab my next client and be like, hey, calm and present. I have to be, like, if I bring that energy into the next hour and be like,
I'm doing
oh,
this
here
behavior
I am.
Around people all the time that are working for me.
No, but,
kind of like I'm supposed to be
but
leading.
You're not to be supposed to be like a calm, present, like teacher for an hour.
Right.
Or
okay.
It's like people are paying for me to show up.
I wasn't asking if you have that, but like, do you have anything about your personality that you're like, God, I wish I it's just the way I am?
Well, I've overcome the fact that I'm like a total spaz.
What do you mean by you're a total spaz?
Like, I always wished I wouldn't be one of those, like, how do I explain it? Like, a girl who's just, like, kind of just cool and coy and, like, beautiful versus, like, like, doing, like, faces. And
yes. Funny.
Or maybe
a girl
being,
that's
like,
funny.
My face is really animated and, like, I've been called, like, oh, you look like a cartoon character. And it's, like, don't know how to, I'd rather look like, oh, you look like a supermodel, but that's not me. I don't know.
If yes.
I don't want to change that, but in the past I have, like, had to battle with, that's just who I am.
That people are always going to laugh at things that you're not even trying to be funny. You're just trying to describe your day. And
like, you're so weird. And
you're so quirky.
You're so random. Yeah. It's like, it's kind of a compliment, I guess.
I've gotten spaz so much too.
Yeah.
And it just means, it comes off as like you're crazy and unladylike.
And when people say you're like all over, like, whoa, you're like here and there and all over. It's like, I try to reel it in, but I don't know. I just don't want to confuse people. Like, especially, like, at work when I'm supposed to be professional. Like, I don't want to, like, be a confusing
communicator.
It's
funny. You guys are like, I wish I was more ladylike. And then part of me is like, I wish I was more, I guess, manly. Like, I could build stuff and, like, want to do it.
Yeah,
like,
that's the thing. It's like,
I don't want to do it. Yes, there's a lot of things. Even though the whole, like, measure twice, cut once, I'm more of a cut once and then leave it and then move out. You know,
yeah, but, measure
you know
with your eye.
Yeah.
Wing it once and cut your finger off.
I worked for my brother and we were working in this factory and for some reason we had to paint cages. So then he like gave you whatever you, they wanted like more brightness to know where things are.
To
organize. Cause that was the whole thing to organize factories. And so they're like, here's some red paint, go paint that cage. And I started like, oh, you know, and then by the end of it, I had paint all over me, and the floor had paint on it, and there was paint on the wall. Like, it was just like...
Have you ever used a Sharpie marker? And I'm like, how did this get on my ass crack? Like, how did this bleed everywhere? Like, I can't use a marker without it all down my arm, all over my body, underneath my clothing. I'm like,
well, I'm a lefty.
Why can't I just use my hand and, like, be gentle? Dude, even the way I write is just chaotic. We got to get to the news.
They call me Crumbs, you know?
They do call you Crumbs.
All right.
They do call you Crumbs.
They do call me Crumbs.
You heard it here first.
I just cleaned it all up, by the way.
What's that?
I just cleaned up all those crumbs out there.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate that. All the like swells it. To you, both of you. I hope you're having a great time out there. It's Wednesday. You know what that means, folks. It is a Wednesday. All right. A year ago, a young girl lost her favorite toy, Teddy, while hiking with her family in Glacier National Park. Thanks to a park ranger, she was recently reunited with it. Teddy was no average bear, holding deep significance to her as he was the first gift she received from her adoptive family before meeting them when she was still in Ethiopian orphanage in 2016.
Oh my God.
Also, the park ranger found it in a snowstorm and put it on his truck's dashboard for about a year. A friend of the family spotted it a year later and let them know.
That's so cute.
What a story. It's like a dog that lost its way.
She was like so over it by then. She was like, no, I'm into fucking
TikTok and fake eyelashes.
I'm doing MDMA now.
That's so adorable. I love the story of like it's kind of like, you know, that's Toy Story. Like, that should be a motion picture where a child loses their bear in Yellowstone Park.
Yeah,
and like
where
encounters
are.
Real bears.
Yes,
I think that is a story. That's a movie.
It is.
It has to be.
I want to buy the rights to that, like today.
Yeah, can we make it about my baby blanket that I still sleep with?
Wait, Bernal?
Yeah,
is that what it's called?
I almost.
You sleep with Bernal?
Bernal?
No, its name is Bernal. It's a guy.
Wait,
it
was white blanket. How old
were
you?
Why is it called Bernal again?
I don't know. I came. I was.
It's such a cute name.
I was like in preschool or kindergarten.
Bernal.
And I came home from my neighbor's house, and I was like, "This is my Bernal." My mom was like, "Okay." And I still have it.
I always wanted to be one of those kids with like a velveteen rabbit or something that was like, I loved it so much. It wore.
You do. It's that pillow you sleep on.
I know now I have one, but as a kid, I always dreamed of it. I would get new stuffed animals and I'd be like, this is it. And then I would just fucking ditch it in a day.
It'd have Sharpie all over. You're like, this is nice.
Honestly, yeah. We had Doodle Bear. We'd write on that thing.
Doodle Bear.
That was a real toy that came with a marker and you write on it and you throw it in the wash. And
oh, it's like
off.
A kid's cast for toys.
Yeah. Did you ever have a loved a velveteen rabbit of sorts?
I guess you would say, like, we had these like plastic wrestling Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior.
Oh yeah, you loved those.
Yeah, and those are pretty nice. Like, I slept with those guys and I think I blew one.
But I wanted a thing, like, even to suck my thumb. I wanted a kid thing that, like,
you never had that?
I remember saying,
wait, what?
I wanted, you know, like, my friend Sarah Schaefer, my friend, she still sucks her thumb as a 40 year old woman.
Wow.
She just still sucks. It's like a soothing. I wanted to. I don't know why I didn't come up with a soothing technique because I was a stressed out kid.
Well, your cuticles.
Now I pick at my knee thing, and then I also pick at my cuticles, but I didn't have that as a kid. I wasn't picking at cuticles.
You didn't like do. I would wake up in the middle of the night. I still do it. Hold on.
What?
And I.
Oh, you would just like rub your arm up and down?
And then I just stroke it, and my wrist goes limp, and it just goes like this.
Are you on coke with Andrew back in
2004? Hey, man.
No, I just go. And it's like so
Andrew,
soothing.
When he would do coke, his wrist would get limp.
Do your coke face.
And he'd go up to girls and be like, hey, what's up?
My friend's got a table out in the back.
And you thought it was like the
you
hottest
drink?
Look. Did you see a picture of yourself or something to see that?
Oh, yeah. I have this picture. Here, I'll show you this picture. I literally have it on my Instagram. I posted it the other day with Rusty. You're going to see it. You're going to lose your mind because it's exactly what I'm describing.
It's funny how, like, when you're drinking or you're doing something.
Oh, my God.
Bring it in.
You really did look like that. We got to put that up on the YouTube. Yeah.
How hot am I? And in my mind, I'm going, that guy is fucking.
When did you realize you looked like that? From that picture or when? Like,
no,
did anyone ever tell you? Go, hey, bud.
I could feel it happening, but I couldn't do anything about it.
Have you ever had a moment where someone did an impression of you and or said something about you in jest and you go, wait, what? And everyone laughs and you go, I didn't even know I was like that.
Well, you know what? I also did limp wrist when I played football. and people made fun of me. They would see it on the video. We'd watch the video, and they're like, wait, look at Colin. And I would stand like this. Like, when it, like on football. Like, this is the last thing to show how tough you are on
that's
a football
like a,
field.
Like a wrestler stance. They go like that to begin. It's like always that weird.
I wish. I hate that. I called it the raptor, you know, but they're actually the size of a turkey. I don't know if
Pittman's. Yeah, well, that's what I learned from. Love on the Spectrum. Noah asked me what I learned from that series and upon completion. And I just learned they're the best people.
Yeah.
I love people with autism. I love them.
And now that when they come up to the meet and greet after a show, you can see it, I think, a little bit more.
I was just telling about that guy that I met this weekend, and I was he was almost like, easy, lady. I don't need more friends.
Yeah, the first time he ever made eye contact was to tell you to get away from him. He's like, okay, all right, okay, I was kidding about this autism thing. Lady, get out of here.
I really was like, hi, oh my God, like, because I could sense it from a, like, far off. And his sister was like, this is so-and-so. And I was just like, hot. Like,
he likes spiders and toothpaste.
Yeah, that's what they do.
They always like.
That's the funny thing on Love on the Spectrum, Noah, is whenever they introduce a new character, they say, there's this British woman who goes, this is Katie. She hates loud screaming noises. And it'll be like a woman like, yeah, and be like, and doors opening quietly. And also spiders with more than three legs. And it's just like, it's very, you can just tell that they ask people in the show, like, what are your likes and what are your dislikes? And it's just a way to intro characters. But then there was this one woman or guy that went on a date with a neurotypical person that did not have autism, and they did the same intro, because I go, is this person have autism? And then they did an intro for him of like, this person hates traffic, people being late, and cold coffee.
Yeah, just
and
it was boring.
Like, and I was like, oh wait, we all have those things. We, you know, that's not
what's
just
yours.
What's your Nikki hates two-lane highways, air shows, and fat men who do daring tricks on diving boards. That's mine. What about you? What's yours?
Wait, what do you like, though?
Nikki likes soft-spoken women who remind her of a maternal instinct she didn't get as a child. She likes rice cakes with tofu cream cheese and seaweed snacks with hummus in the middle. I mean, mine is of a lot of food, weird food things. What do you like?
What about you, Kirsten? What do you hate and what do you like?
Kirsten hates staying up too late. Kirsten also hates reading her phone too long. She loves a good cup of hot tea. She also loves doing a nice heavy deadlift.
God, I want to be you. That's normal shit.
I'm trying to think about stuff I hate, though.
I love that you like you don't like things that are bad for you and you like things that are good for you. What's yours, Andrew?
Andrew hates this voice because he can do it well.
It's actually kind of cool.
Oh, all right.
Well, that's good, mate.
You understand like you're in One Direction.
Andrew hates brushing his teeth more than once a day.
Yeah.
He hates having to put on Rectacare with his own finger because then he feels that his butthole is a weird shape. But what does he like? He likes vegan pizza with fake pepperoni. And he also likes playing golf and hitting the balls far and so far where they look like they reach the clouds in the sky.
In the sky. That guy became Irish at the very end.
Clouds in the sky.
Like a James Joyce poem. Okay, Noah, you're up.
From? Buffalo.
There was a James Joyce fucking mural in Buffalo. And I go, is he from Buffalo, to our driver? And the girl goes, I don't know, maybe. And I was like, I think he must be. Why would they have a big mural to him? And then I looked it up and it's like, he's obviously from Ireland.
I don't know if you've ever been to Buffalo.
Okay, Noah.
Okay.
Noah likes
petting her cat and scooping its poop. It gives her some sort of weird comfort.
Ooh,
okay. What do you hate?
She hates large crowds and figuring out what a yard is.
like the measurement?
The measurement. A friend of mine told me, to meet her 25 yards away from the parking lot, and I'm like, isn't it a yard
at
a football field?
Get out of here with yards. Who's using yards? I thought it was metric for a while. It is 3 feet, but like, come on.
Say feet.
Well, what's easier, 25 yards or 75 feet?
75 feet.
Yeah. 75 feet.
Wait, no, you're bad at distances.
I'm so bad at distances.
Like, Noah is the type of person, like Carlisle, that, you know, driving down the street, it'll be like, you know, the location's a half a mile on the left. And Noah and Carlisle will start breaking looking for it. And I'm like, is that a half a mile? And they're like, I don't know what that is.
I guess it would be better. Wait, would you feel like you would think it's farther if it's at half a mile or 2,800 feet?
The feet. 2,800. It would be the same to me.
Yeah. What about you? Anything?
I don't know, half a mile. I feel like I could run that. So it's like, okay, I could run.
Yeah. That's what Carl always says. He's like Nikki, you run. I don't run, so I don't know what miles
in
are.
Half a mile.
I'm like, but you also drive, and that's what miles are. All right, let's get to the next news story.
Oh shit! That's my god, I forgot we were even doing the news.
I mean, I forgot we were doing a podcast.
This is fun.
We're
just having fun. Three friends hanging
move
out.
On in.
Come on in. I don't give a shit.
I'm here. I got a drawer now in the kitchen. Okay, keep going, sorry.
Okay, an Indonesian woman fed up cooks her husband's prized fish after he breaks a promise to clean its tank in protest for his laziness.
Oh, his pet fish?
Yeah.
She ate it?
His dragon fish. She
cooked
fried
it
up and she
and
put
it's
it on
a prize
TikTok.
Winning fish? That's what a fucking bitch.
Bad. Yep.
That's awful.
Okay, but what if she good? Like, okay, is it about the fish or what if like he didn't put his clothes away so she burned his favorite shirt? That
bitch.
Hell yeah.
I mean, this today we cleaned out the refrigerator, or Kirsten, I will say, did, and she was just like, what about this? And I'm just like, I just don't want to clean. I don't care. Once something's so moldy, I don't want to touch it, you know? And I just like want to let it sit.
I see that is the case.
I just am so grossed out by the smell I might smell when I dump it out. Like, but I'm stressed out about throwing away plastic. So I know that I can't just throw the plastic out together. I have to like open it.
This was very clear when we went through the fridge.
I have stress about that.
I do too. I think that's why we
will
had
you
curry
stop
in
eating
there forever.
Will you stop putting away three pieces of broccoli that you're not going to eat?
Or
I can't believe I got caught on that. That was only a day ago.
And then
there were two different containers with a lot of little
Well,
pieces
maybe
of
I go through
like,
what you go through in because of the step of the recycling. If I could just throw it away, I don't think I would have.
No, but it's still good. Factor. It's not going to smell when you rinse it out, you know? But
well,
when
you killed
leave it in,
my broccoli, apparently.
I did. It was so gross. And I had to just go, when I dumped it out. It was so gross.
So this woman kills the fish. Yeah. The guy forgave her, apparently, and is looking in to get another dragon fish, which is the sign of wealth, apparently. So, I mean, maybe they're, you know, sometimes when you get a fish that's $10 that shows a sign of wealth, you're probably poor.
How
could you so it
ever
probably meant a lot to them.
Forgive someone for eating your pet and out of spite, too. I think it's just so anything to do out of spite to be like, I'm going to make them suffer. Like, that's making someone suffer. That isn't like, I'm going to leave in this broccoli to see how long Andrew will let this thing sit. That's not like making you suffer. That's just like, I just want to show him how ridiculous this is.
Like eating his golf club or something. Be like, oh,
I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Don't you fry up my 9-iron.
Yeah. My dad's sister, she got blamed for something he did. Something happened as a kid where my dad like accidentally like hit a baseball and hit her in the face. Something accidental. And she was so mad at him. She went and she ripped up all of his comic books, hundreds of comic books that he had saved. And my dad, you know, has never let that go because it was like those could be collector's items now. I had the first Superman and all, like he was fastidious about them too, collecting them, and she knew they were important, so she went and she tore up all of them. I forget what it was about. It was something so dumb. I mean
it's like Step Brothers when he puts his balls on the drums, on his brother's drums. Like, it's just egregious and just something you love.
Oh,
like,
sick to think about someone I love ruining something that I care about would be like the meanest.
What would be the worst for you?
Oh, ripping up your Taylor Swift signed poster or something?
Or just maybe like, I guess my pillow. Like, or just picking something they know I love, that pillow that I love a lot, or like something that means a lot to me, stealing a shirt or like ruining
pulling
something.
Out your hair.
Oh, my
out of my life.
That would be
I would literally
would you cut up my
if someone tried to pull out my hair to hurt me, I might murder you. Wait, I honestly would be so sad.
So my friend we were talking about earlier, her ex-boyfriend went into her house to get revenge. Stole her Whoobies, threw them in the dumpster.
I don't know what Whoobies are.
Her, like, blankies. Took her blankies, her Whoobies, and threw them away.
That is unforgivable.
Unforgivable when you just when you have intent to go, I'm going to take something from this person. It's like when men murder their wives or like murder the kids. Oh. You know, just to get back at their ex, and then they, instead of murdering the ex, they go, I'm actually going to make your life way worse than taking it. I'm going to take away the thing that I know you love more than anything. It's just so fucking disgusting. Let's take a quick break and come back with Finish My Sentence.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
It's Wednesday, so we're going to play Finish My Sentence. Do we have a sound for that?
No, we don't. Not
okay.
Yet.
Finish My Sentence.
Oh my gosh. Is that Abby?
This is the segment where we have a prompt and then we each finish the sentence for each other. Since there's four of us now, I think we're all just going to try for each other and see if we can guess what each other's sentence would sound like. What is the sentence we're doing today, Noah?
My personal hell is.
My personal hell is. All right.
Should we do Kirsten first?
Sure.
Okay. Speaking as Kirsten, my personal hell is not being able to get to a gym or to be able to work out for over 2 weeks.
Ding, yes. Ding, ding. Yeah. Yes.
All right, you go.
I'll 100. Do Kirsten.
100. When I had COVID, that was...
Yes.
Keep going.
My personal hell Yes. I mean, it would be the same thing. Not having access. My personal hell wouldn't be not being able to move my body and having to have like a lazy day where I do nothing, no activity with my body. And also having to go to like a baby shower.
Oh, I can take a day off, but if it were like, okay, 1 month, you have to lay in a bed and do virtual baby showers.
You can't walk anywhere.
Oh, that would be hell.
Yeah, and you can't like do a stretch or something. You can't be like, oh, you can't do that.
Well, our views just went up.
My leg. No, this is my trick.
Yeah, Kirsten not being able to. I think I can do that too. Hold on.
Really?
Yeah.
I do this in a work meeting, like go behind the table and just.
I don't think it's that easy for me, but I think I could probably. So Kirsten's leg is behind her shoulder. Hold on.
Don't kick me.
I won't kick you. I just want to try it.
Try it. You have jeans on though, so it's harder. Oh, nice. Oh my God. Yeah.
Hold on. I can do it. I think. There we go.
Over your head? Oh my God.
Over my shoulder.
Hold on. I mean, that looks like someone else's leg.
Ah!
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. My personal health.
You guys look like you're 11 years old and you're competing right now.
Well, I'm not competing.
Mine's higher.
No, I know. Not compete, but you know what I mean.
Okay.
Mine's more graceful.
But of
mine's
course
more
it
graceful.
Is.
Yo, it's really? Also
higher. My leg is, my toe's more pointed. And it's closer to my head.
Sorry, okay.
I mean, you're funnier though, and you're famous.
I'm not
famous.
Patricia Pilates over here. I, you know,
Patty Pilates?
Okay, I am out of breath from that.
It's hard.
And I'm wearing a fanny pack. So many excuses. And like,
you are wearing a fanny pack.
You're wearing jeans.
I got to keep my Orajels and my fucking canker meds.
Thank God
around
for
my
fanny
waist.
Packs, though. Okay.
Okay. My personal hell, I'm Andrew. My personal hell is a deadline and having to. My personal hell is having a deadline and like a countdown clock. Oh no, I know it. My personal hell is Nikki telling me that I can't do something when I am already set to do it and I have to change my plans last minute. And my personal hell is working for Nikki Glaser.
You got
very
there.
Very personal. Whoa.
No, your personal hell is truly like having people like telling you have to do something or being or asking you to do something without
without considering stuff. Where if I don't feel like it's there's consideration.
Yeah, it's
or how they ask.
Or having to do something like it's funny because I almost settled on something asking you to do something last minute, but you're also a fly by your seat of your pants kind of guy.
Yeah.
So I think that your personal hell is being asked to do something you don't want to do.
Yes. I would say that's definitely up there. I think sometimes my personal hell is being asked to do something. It's like the Larry David thing of someone get this person a napkin. And it's like, you get them the napkin. Like, sometimes my personal hell is like, oh, wait, but you could grab that napkin, but you're asking me to grab the napkin. Why am I grabbing the napkin?
Right.
And I want to say that, but then it will open up like a whole like thing, but it's not even a thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, well, because sometimes the napkin is part of your job to grab, and then even though the person could grab the napkin, they need to eat breakfast or they need to they're facilitating that there are even napkins in this place. So sometimes just because you can do something, like the boss could do a lot of things around the office, but they have people doing them because they need to, even if they're not doing work when you're grabbing the napkin, they might need to just rest because that's
but
what they need to do.
Sometimes it's not the weekend, so the napkin.
And that's when the person should just say, listen, why don't you grab the napkin, bitch? And then the bitch will say, because I asked you to do it. Pretty please. And then I'll say, and then the person will say, I should say please more often. Like last night, can I give you an example of this same thing that happened? Last night, I took the sheets off the bed in there because they were like, I had slept on them two nights
in
a row.
Bed?
Yeah. And yesterday during the day, I took them off because I knew that I wanted to change them before Kirsten and I slept on them. It gets around to bedtime. I'm on the couch with a guy that I'm dating and watching Love on the Spectrum. And Kirsten decides to go to bed and she walks in there and she walks back out and she goes, Nikki, where are your sheets? And I go, oh, they're in the closet. And she goes, can you come help me put it on, like the fitted sheet? Because it's kind of a bitch to get on. And I said that I would help her before. But that was before, like, I was cozied up on someone's lap, kind of like in the dark under a blanket.
She's like,
and
this.
I just go,
wrap your arm around me.
Yeah.
I walked in and you were like this.
Yeah. So under a blanket. Yeah. And like, I go, can person, you just do it person, alone?
Can you just do it? Like, I've done it by myself so many
and
times.
And she goes, ugh. And I go,
because I didn't know where they were.
No. But I told you where they were, but I just thought
which
in my head.
Which one goes on it?
What? The fitted sheet goes on the... They don't need to be matching.
There was no sets to match the
That's
pillow.
Okay. I just put on whatever, willy-nilly.
I was tired.
Sorry. But Kirsten, I just go... Because earlier in the day, I was thinking, like, oh, God, it is...
You can't even look over there. It's really making me laugh. This guy... This, yeah. This looks like
so,
a little baby.
I said... Just, like, do it really quick. But Noah, I even thought to go... I go, God, I need to help Kirsten put on the sheets. I know I need to. And then I was like, wait a second. I do it by myself. It is a job yes. you can do without someone's help. There are some things that you do need two people for. And I was like, I know she's used to making the bed with Corey and having like, it's easier to put on a fitted sheet with two people.
He
no doubt
helps.
About it. But
he
I know it. You can do it by yourself because I've done it by myself. So I just go, I'm so cozy, Kirsten, will you please do it by yourself? And I go, I'm sorry, I've done it by myself. I know you can do it. And I felt bad doing it. And then I was kind of scared to go in later because I'm like, she's going to be mad at me because I made her do that. But she wasn't. She forgave me for being a little bit selfish in that moment and just wanting to be like a cozy little baby bird. And like, you were annoyed that you had to do it yourself. And I totally
I was kind
respect
of annoyed,
that.
But
yes, you were.
Because I was tired and I was like,
I know,
where are the sheets?
But I'll
like,
just
in the
tell
tower.
You did me a favor by doing that. And I really appreciate you doing that. And I appreciated, like, I got into bed and you were already asleep when I got in. But I was like, Kirsten, thank you so much for, because you changed my pillowcase. And I was like, thank you so much for doing that.
You
like,
said that?
Yeah. And you were like,
she rubbed her vagina on your old pillow, though.
like, No, I appreciated that. Sometimes I do need favors and I could do it. And I just want someone to do it for me because I'm just like, I don't want to do it. And like, and I really appreciated that last night when you're staying at my house. I should have done it for you. And I just appreciated you
it was like
doing
help.
That.
Help.
I know it was hell.
I was like, hell. And I was like, where is, and I think I even said out loud just to like maybe see if you would hear it. I was like, where are the top sheets even? I don't even know where they are.
Yeah, you were just like, why are you so disoriented?
You were like, the sheets are in the tower. That I went in and like, you know, you go to someone else's house and you don't know like which one's fitted. You don't know the colors. You don't know is this a fitted? Then I took them all out and I discovered it wasn't fitted and I put it back in.
Ugh.
Are these pillowcases? No, they're towels. I just took all the
towels. Thank you for forgiving
anyways,
me. I was a bitch forgot. Last night, but I was just so...
You looked cozy and you were tired. And I know you work hard and I'm here staying. And you're like...
No, I should have done it for you. But there are just times where I was like...
Next time.
I knew she would forgive me for being a bitch right then. There are some people, though, that I'm totally scared to ever... Like, you know, I have certain friends who I wouldn't... not ever ask to do that themselves. I would just get off the couch and do it myself because I'd be scared they would never forgive me and it would become this thing that they like talk about forever. Like Nikki one time made me do this and it's not worth it to me. But I knew Kirsten, I could be like, Kirsten, I'm sorry, I was selfish last night and just tired. And you're the same way. Like I can be like, Andrew, I just, please.
Yeah,
like,
sometimes, you
too. You know,
yeah,
you just don't want to.
There's times when like, I really, like it depends when you catch the person. Like, you're like, hey, grab this parcel. I'm like, I'm downstairs. I'll grab the parcel. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, I'll help you. I got your back. I'm helping you out. And then there's other times where I'm just like, it's like, I don't know, like where
I
I'm
never
just-
send you parcels anymore, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
Never.
Yeah.
I stopped. We got to go to Final Thought.
You just stopped like ordering
stuff. Oh my God,
stuff.
Are you kidding me? Final Thought. I'm getting so many parcels. I cannot stop buying things on fucking Poshmark, dude. I got a parcel. Posh problem.
What is Poshmark?
Ugh.
And this is not an ad. But
no,
what
it's
is
not. It's like TikTok, dude. It is addictive as fuck. It's just
it's
like
worse than Amazon.
Oh, for me, yes. It feels better because it's resale. You know. But I gotta wonder if anyone knows. Will you DM me? How the fuck do all these women get these brand new NWT new with tags clothing? Are they shoplifting them and then reselling them? Because I look at these women's profiles. They don't have a good sense of style. The stuff in their personal wardrobe is garbage and none of the same sizes that all this new stuff is. Do they even in at Kate Spade?
You think they work there? You think they work at these places and they get
I don't know what's
them?
Happening.
They just have
how
a shopping
people...
problem. They buy it and they don't know that they want
so
it.
So can you get it for cheaper than what new
yes.
is?
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's not like one of these things
and you
that
can make
bid
offers.
Off. Okay, that's like, yeah, I bought shoes like that. StockX.
The thing on Poshmark, you like things. You go through and I'll like a ton of stuff and heart it.
Yeah.
And then people will go, hey, Nikki, thanks for liking the, you know, pink 80s belt.
Oh, God.
I'm now offering 20% off on all bundles. Take a look through my closet. And then you go, okay, I'm going to go look at the other stuff they got selling. If I buy three items, I get 20% off. If I buy four, it becomes like this. And then it just arrives 3 days later in a fucking little package. And it's just, it feels good because it's not new. But a lot of it is new, but you're not like adding to, you're not going to a mall. And it's like, you can find, I don't know, I'm addicted. I bought so much stuff last night. Every day I buy like four things, dude. Stuff last I can't night, stop.
So what did you buy last? Let's hear an example of like, what are you buying?
Oh my
and
God.
Why did you buy it? And maybe we could figure out how to stop it.
Well, I don't want to stop, to be honest with you. So here's the, something.
Can't stop, stop.
Oh, no. These are then they invite you to parties. They're like, hey, we've got a white logo party happening. We got, okay, here's one.
What is this, a Puff Daddy?
Anine Bing. I don't even know how to say your name. Anine Bing.
Okay.
This fleece pullover.
Teddy pullover.
It's so cute. So cute. And I have it hearted and I'm watching it. You know, it's $209. I'm not going to spend that much on it. I just don't know how much I'm going to wear it. Then there's, this one was so cute.
But what did you buy last night? You said you bought four things.
I'll tell you everything I've bought. It's insane.
Oh, God.
So, Free People Cheetah. Free People pink sequin cheetah mini skirt. I need that for the stage. Just a fun sequin mini skirt. An Anine Bing sweatshirt. It's like a crew neck sweatshirt. It's a cropped sweatshirt with like a cute white. Look how cute this is. Hold on. Fuck. Look at this
now,
shit.
Now, can you put it back? Let's say you wear it five times and you're kind of
I can put
over,
it back on. You can reposh. Oh, okay. You can reposh.
Okay.
I got a BB Dakota black crush vegan leather high waist miniskirt, $42. I got a below the belt Barcelona studded waist belt that Kendall Jenner was spotted wearing for $45. I got a Nasty Gal star faux leather high rise skirt, $25. I got some pink leather gubs for $15. I got Free People holding onto a dream miniskirt. I got the Express.
You know who you are?
What?
You're your mom.
Bam.
You're your mom now. You finally turned into your mom.
Julie at Home Goods.
This brings us full circle because over the weekend, Britta, Kirsten's sister, was in Kansas City with us backstage. And I was like, I was doing my makeup and I felt like, oh my God, I am looking great. Like this makeup, my skin looks great. Like my hair looks great. And Britta goes, oh my God, do you know who you look like? And I literally thought she was going to say Jennifer Lawrence. Like I was just feeling hot. You know when you just have like so much confidence and you're like, I look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I literally was just like, and I was so happy because cameras were filming too. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to catch her like honestly telling me I look like a fucking celebrity. And she's like, your mom. And I was just like.
It was what you said though. You came in and you're like, blah, 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 and it was like, no, just like Julie.
You look like your mom. But then I spun it because my mom, first of all, very good looking woman, will never admit it, but very good looking. I don't want to look like my mom now because my mom's 62. That would be insane.
Your mom at your age.
But Britta remembers my mom when she was in her 30s. Mm. So I look like my mom in her 30s. Bang. That's back to feeling good about it. Now it's a compliment again.
Well, maybe you have your mom resell some of your stuff on Posh that you
I'll
won't
do that
want.
For you, Nick. You kidding me? This shit is so good. Where'd you get that? $25. You paid that for that? I see that at Goodwill all the time. That's ridiculous. You got money, I guess you're going to spend it. What? You spent $175 on a denim rush dress? Nikki, what does this even mean? Why would you do that? I saw these at Target.
You wear a rush dress.
They're gonna bring out the Target rack at Goodwill, and I'm gonna find that for you. I'll show you. I'll get that for you. But when you have money, you can just spend it. I guess it's fine.
No, Nick,
I'm gonna look for these for you now, Nick. I'm gonna look for them. I'm gonna find you a denim rush dress.
Look, you're doing little tiny purchases. It's not they add TPs. Up. They add up. Little TPs.
They add
but
up.
But if you came home with four different watches.
If any other girls out there are addicted to Poshmark, give me some of your tips. Tell me some of the ways because I'm addicted to this app. It brings me a lot of I just like liking things. I like people going, hey Nikki, we saw you scoping out this. Want to offer you this? I like that they see me. I feel and my name is Nikki Glazer on there. If you want to,
this
you
is your mom
me.
Going in the Goodwill and the person working there go. Hey there. Hey. Hey, Jules. Hey, Glaze. Hey, Jules. You're
I'm
back.
Right here. Hi, guys. Hey, did you bring the rack out? You're waiting to bring the rack out? My mom. Yeah, there's a certain rack that comes out of new things, and my mom is always waiting around
there's
like a little
truck
crow.
That,
All right, we got to go. Thank you for listening to the show today. Kirsten, thank you for being on
Thanks, guys.
We will be back tomorrow on the podcast to round out the week. Don't be care.
And Jackpot.
What is it?
Jackmark.
Poshmark.
Like Poshmark.
Oh, got it.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.